Starting this July in the United Kingdom, visitors to porn sites will have to show a government ID or volunteer their credit card information to prove they're old enough to access the adult content. The new rule, designed to keep kids from stumbling across porn on the internet, is the first of its kind and is raising privacy concerns in the UK. For more, let's bring in Ben Brock Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Jeremy.
So how did this law come about?
So this particular law and the rule that we're talking about here got started by members of the UK's Conservative Party a few years ago during campaigning back in 2015 and 2016. It has gained steam ever since, and it's got a basis in preserving traditional cultural mores, right? The origin is pretty vague. It's part of this Digital Economy Act of 2017. It touches on everything from like lending out ebooks to selling tickets online and, of course, porn.
So how are they going to enforce it?
Great question. There's a pop-up page that's supposed to be on every one of these sites that does not feature porn and kind of forces users to jump over this wall. The British Board of Film Classification is supposed to check porn websites to make sure they're actually doing this. But really, it's the porn providers themselves that have to build the age check technology. So there's a bunch of different options floating around depending on where you're going for this content.
Do the porn providers think that they're going to lose customers because of this? Because people, even if they are of age, they're not going to want to give over their name and ID to get into the porn site?
This is a really good question. I think that there are some interesting aspects to this that could benefit some of these providers, right? So underlying all of this needing to provide a proof of identification as a person, these sites are going to be able to build the beginnings of what could be a paywall or payment technology. So yes, it's being sort of handed down by the government. Yes, these sites do have to do this, and I'm sure that they're not happy about having to build that technology. But at the same time, that technology could lead to a new profit stream or a new revenue stream of some of these sites.
Some porn sites already cost money.
Yeah, that's true. Although in the last probably 7 or 8 years, there's been a huge conglomerate called MindGeek that provides a lot of this content for free. And that's a whole other kind of fascinating story about how users online really want their content to be free. This is why so many sites, both adult and non-adult, are free and ad-supported. And pornography is no different.
And as has been said before, if you're getting something for free online, you're not the customer, you're the product.
Exactly. And I think, again, a lot of these companies that are providing this, not only the third-party companies, but the pornography companies themselves are, I think, probably intrigued at the idea of getting more data on their users. Of course, the suggestion there will be, we're going to give you content that you're even more interested, the best of the best of what you actually want. But of course, they're collecting data on you and leveraging that.
Are there ways that kids would be able to get around the age verification wall in the UK?
I feel like this is a story as old as time, Jeremy, in a way, right? Like, kids will always find a way to access content that is not for them. So yes, for sure, I think that will happen, probably in some ways that nobody has even imagined yet. Also, this law doesn't seem to do much to address social media, and there's a lot of pornography already existing on various social media sites. There are also other things worth considering: virtual private networks or VPNs and so-called VPN tunneling. So as a user, you might pretend to be outside of the UK using this VPN technology in order to access this content.
Is there a lot of opposition to this new law?
I think it depends on who you ask, right? So I think there are a lot of users and consumer-focused organizations that are really concerned about privacy here, right? There are a lot of people who don't feel great about the idea of a pornography company having your personal identifying information. That company could be hacked. They could not have good data security protocols, and your personal information could be put right next to all of your porn browsing habits for everyone to see. So I think there are a lot of people concerned about that. But in general, I think there has been some political support for this, at least among those who support the Conservative Party in the UK, and that's why it survived this long.
Is something like this being talked about in the United States?
I haven't seen evidence of a conversation at this scale of this happening in the U.S. But if the U.K. does it successfully and it's deemed a huge, great success, then you might see the U.S. and other countries that are democracies considering this.
As it is right now, so many sites in the U.S., we now have to say, yes, I accept cookies because of the Europeans who required that.
Totally. And it would also be really interesting to see people logging into some of these sites with tools like Twitter or Facebook or something like that in order to identify them.
That's Ben Brock Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.